الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. Inshallah, today we want to talk about a companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam named Salamah ibn al-Akwa', Salamah, the son of Al-Akwa'. And he is from Al-Ansar. He died in Al-Madinah in the year 74 Hijri, around 70 years old. He was one of those who paid allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the tree, Bay'atul Ridwan. He was one of the fighters among the companions and also among the scholars of the companions. He used to pass fatwa in the Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has many distinguished events that took place during the time of the Prophet and after him. Inshallah, today we will mention a hadith narrated by Al-Imam Muslim concerning this great companion, Salamah, the son of Al-Akwa'. There was a man called عبد الرحمن الفزاري who raided a place where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had his own camels, and they were tended by a shepherd. So this man عبد الرحمن الفزاري killed the shepherd and took all the animals of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Salamah knew about it. He said to a person called Rabah, take this horse and take it to Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one of the 10 companions, and tell the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the idol worshippers, the mushriks, have raided his own animals. Then Salama said, then I went up on the top of a hill and I directed myself towards Al-Madinah. And I called out 3 times, Ya Sabaha. And I said, I called out 3 times, O morning. It's just meaning that he's going to do something. Then he said, I went after these people who raided the animals of the Prophet, throwing arrows at them, shooting arrows at them, while saying these rhymed sentences, أنا ابن الأكوع واليوم يوم الرضع. So I would follow one of them. I would shoot an arrow at his camel, and then I would have the arrow go into his shoulder, and I would tell him, take this arrow. I am the son of Al-Akwa, and today is the day of Ar-Rudda. And what he means by this is that he is first announcing himself that he is not scared. He is Salama, the son of Al-Akwa. And today he will take care of his opponents, of his enemies. And there are many meanings why Ar-Rudda, which means those who nurse, the babies who nurse. What it means that today is the day of those who nursed. Some said that today he will take care of those people who nursed in their, you know, childhood the meanness and the evil. So he will take care of them. And there are other meanings. In short, it means that he will take care of his opponents. So Salama said, I kept by Allah shooting at them and dropping them off their animals. If someone comes back to me to attack me, I would come to a tree, I sit under it, and then I would shoot an arrow at him, and I would drop him off his animal, means hurt him or kill him. And then these people were running away. So he said, when they came to an area which is narrow, and I went after them, then I went up the mountain and started throwing stones at them. And I kept doing this, means chasing them, shooting at them, throwing things at them, until no animal that belonged to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with them. All was behind my back. Means he retrieved all these animals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from these raiders. So he said, they let me take those animals because I was attacking them. Then he said, I followed them, also shooting at them, until they threw behind them more than 30 burdas, 30 cloaks, and 30 spears. And the reason they were throwing these away is because they wanted to remove weight of themselves and be able to run away from Salama radiallahu anhu. And he said, and every time they threw something, I put something on it as a sign that when I come back, or if the Prophet passed by, then they would know where those things are. He just put something heavy, for example, to mark where these things were left. Then they came to a place which is very narrow, and a person called Ibn Badr al-Fazari, from the same family or the same tribe that the one who raided them, Abdul Rahman, is. So they sat down, taking their meal. I sat on the top of a hill, overlooking them or looking over them. And this Fazari said, what's going on? What do I see? They said, this person has given us hard time since we, you know, started. He has not departed from us since early morning. He is always following us and giving us hard time. And he took everything that we had in our hands. Means he retrieved the animals that they took, the animals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, he took whatever things we left behind. So he took everything from us. So he said, well, let four of you go and attack him. So four of them came up to where I was, And when they got closer and he could talk to them, he said, "Do you know me?" They said, "No. Who are you?" I said to them, "I am Salama ibn al-Aqwa. I'm Salama, the son of al-Aqwa." He said, "I swear by the one who honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would not go after a person, but I catch him, I get him." Means I either kill him or I hurt him. "And any man who goes after me, he would not be able to catch me." So he was telling them, that man, if I go after any one of you, I'm going to catch him and kill him. But you're not going to be able to catch me. Any man who goes after me is not going to be able to catch up with me. So a person said, "Yes, I believe that." And then they left him. They believed what he said. So he said, "I did not leave that place until I saw some of the horsemen sent by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the trees. The first of those horsemen was Al-Akhram Al-Asadi, Al-Akhram from Bani Asad. And he was followed by Abu Qutada from Al-Ansar, and then he was followed by Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad al-Kindi. So I came to Al-Akhram, the first horseman, and I held his reins, the reins of his animal. And he said, when these people saw this happening, they ran away, the enemy ran away. So I told Akhram, "Beware of them. I caution you against these people. Don't just chase them and then you'll be alone with them and then they kill you. So wait till the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reinforcement come. Then you chase them with someone who helps you." So Al-Akhram said, "Salama, if you believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, and you know that paradise is a true matter and hellfire is a true matter, do not stand between me and martyrdom. Do not stand between me and becoming a martyr." So Salama said, "I left him alone," because he asked him. So then Al-Akhram met with Abdul Rahman, remember the man who started the raid. And Al-Akhram managed to drop Abdul Rahman off his horse. But this Abdul Rahman stabbed Al-Akhram and killed him. So he died as a martyr. And Abu Qatada, the other person, he ran after Abdul Rahman. And he caught him and he killed him. So I swear, Salama said, "I swear by the one who honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had followed them on my feet," means running after them, "until no one from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visible to me." Means I ran after the enemy a long distance until those companions who came were not visible to me, and not even their dust. Until before sunset, these people came to an area and they were thirsty and they wanted to drink from that water. So they looked and they saw that I'm still running after them. So what I did is I kicked them away from the water. I didn't let them stay there. So they did not taste even one drop of that water. And then they started attacking him. And then he said, "Everyone who comes to me, I would you know, run after him, and I would shoot an arrow at him, and it would come into deep into his shoulder. And I would tell him, خُذْهَا وَأَنَا ابْنُ الْأَكْوَعِ وَالْيَوْمُ يَوْمُ الرُّبَّعِ. So he said, take this arrow. It means now taste this arrow. I am the son of Al-Aqwa, and today is the day when I take care of you. So this person said, Ya fakilathu ummu akwa'uhu bukra. He told him, this man who was shot by the arrow of Salama, he told him, you that his mother would lose, are you the same Aqwa that we saw earlier? He told him, نعم يا عدو نفسه أكوعك بكرة. He said, I told him, yes, you enemy of yourself, I am the same Aqwa that you saw me earlier. It means I'm still the same person, you know, chasing you. Then one of the horsemen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, named Amir, followed, caught up with Salama, and he had two canteens. One canteen had water, and another canteen had some milk in it. So he said, I made wudu, and I drank from the fluids. And then I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet was at the water that I had kicked them away from, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took all these camels and everything that I took from those mushriks, every spear and every cloak that they left behind. And then one of these companions, Bilal, slaughtered one of those, a camel of those camels retrieved, and he started, you know, cooking for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the liver and from the hump meat, the meat under the hump of the camel. And then I told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, let me choose 100 people and let me chase these people, and I'm not going to keep anyone alive among them. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam laughed, you know, widely. He was laughed a lot, means he was very happy, until to the extent that his, you know, back teeth were visible on a very bright day. So they said, he said to him, Salama, you would do that? You would just keep on, you know, you take 100 people and then you would chase them and you would finish them off? I said, yes, I swear by the one who honored you, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet told him, look, they are in land so and so, and someone is feeding them. Those people you want to follow, they are in Ghatafan land, and someone is hosting them, is, you know, feeding them. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that those people were about to eat. So when they were ready about to eat, then they found these people saw dust towards them. And they said, oh, people are coming after you. So they ran away. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it means the Muslims were after them. So when the morning came, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَانَ خَيْرَ فُرْسَانِنَا الْيَوْمَ أَبُو قَتَادَةَ وَخَيْرَ رَجَّالَتِنَا سَلَامًا. So the Prophet said, today the best of our horsemen was Abu Qatada, and the best of our foot soldiers was Salama. Then he said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave me two shares, the share of a riding person, a horseman, and the share of a foot soldier. He said he gave me both of them. Now we know that Salama was fighting those people on foot. He was not riding. Abu Qatada and the companion who died, Al-Akhram, they were riding horses. And when there is a battle, the spoils will be divided among the soldiers. and the share of the horsemen is different from the share of the foot soldier, the people, if you want, the infantry. So, but in this case, the Prophet ﷺ gave Salama whatever he deserved as a foot soldier, a share of the spoils. In addition to that, he gave him a share equivalent to what a horseman, the one who fights on horse, would take. And that was a gift from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the all this, you know, wonderful fighting that he did all that time, chasing all these people, retrieving all the animals, and also taking from them their own things. So the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam rewarded him beyond what he deserved. So this is just one of the events that took place that Salama was involved in during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are many other events narrated in the hadith about him. Also during the time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan's rulership, died a great scholar of Islam, a tabi'i, who died in the year 74 in the area of Al-Kufa in Iraq, named Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami Abdullah ibn Habib. Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami Abdullah ibn Habib. And this great man is known for his knowledge about the Quran. Means if you want a sanad, a chain of narration for the Quran itself, the narration, the way it was recited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdurrahman al-Sulami, Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami is one of those great people to where you can get it. And he was the Muqri'u Ahli al-Kufa without any competition. He dedicated his life to teach people the recitation of Al-Qur'an. He said the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, which means the best among you, or among the best of you, are the ones who learned the Qur'an and taught it. So he said, this hadith is the reason I have been sitting here teaching the Qur'an for 40 years. He was just dedicating his life to teach the Qur'an. He learned Al-Qur'an, means he recited Al-Qur'an for, he recited the Qur'an under the supervision of, his teacher was Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see his name like in those copies of Qur'an, when they say this is Mus'haf by riwayat Hafs an Asim, and then they tell you an, his name would be immediately mentioned in that copy of Al-Mus'haf. Asim, the Shaykh of Hafs, he read to Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Habib, read to this As-Sulami. So you would see, they say this Qur'an, this riwayah is Hafs an Asim, an Abdullah ibn Habib As-Sulami. So he was very great scholar of At-Tabi'in. And he, as we said, kept on reciting, on teaching recitation of Al-Quran from the time of Uthman's rulership until Al-Hajjaj, during the Umayyads, you know, took over. He died in the year 74. Also, during the year 80, during the rulership of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, died a great man called Abdullah ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Abdullah, the son of Ja'far, the son of Abu Talib. So this is this the nephew of Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, because Ali is Ibn Abi Talib. Ja'far is Ibn Abi Talib. This is the son of Ja'far. So he's the nephew of Ali radiallahu anhu. This Abdullah was born in Al-Habasha, and his mother was Asma bint Umayyis. If you remember, the Muslims, when the Prophet was in Mecca, the Muslims went to Al-Habasha, immigrated to it in two waves. And one of the leaders of the Muslims there was Ja'far himself, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. So they stayed there for a while until they heard that the Muslims were okay, they returned. So Abdullah, Ja'far was married to Asma, Lady Asma bint Umayyis. And she gave birth to Abdullah radiallahu anhu. And this Abdullah was the last who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Bani Hashim in death. Means he was the last to die among the people who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the people of Hashim. He lived in Al-Madinah, and when his father Ja'far died, was martyred in the Ghazwa, in the campaign of Mu'tah, the Prophet والسلام, came to their mother, Asma, and he told her, bring me the children of my brother. Of course, means his cousin, but he is like his brother. So, the children were small, and all of them were brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now their father is dead, so somebody has to take care of them. So the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam took upon himself to take care of the family of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. So they brought the children of Ja'far, and he asked a barber to shave their heads to make them clean. And then he made dua for the family. He said, Allahumma akhluf Ja'faran fi ahli wa barik li 'abdillahi fi safqati. Oh Allah, take care of the family of Ja'far and bless for Abdullah, this child, in his trading, when he trades, or bless his money. So the mother came and told the Prophet, we don't have anything at home, means to eat and so on. The Prophet said, I am replacing their father, means I'll take care of them just like their father used to. And one of the distinct things that Abdullah, the son of Ja'far, had, one of the privileges, the benefits that he reaped, that he and Abdullah ibn Zubayr were, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam shook their hands when they were small. If you remember when we talked about Abdullah ibn Zubayr, we said that many boys were like hesitant to advance towards the Prophet, but Abdullah ibn Zubayr went ahead and then he shook hands with the Prophet. So this is the time Abdullah ibn Ja'far and Abdullah ibn Zubayr were the two lucky boys to shake hands with the Prophet when they were about 7 years old. And nobody at this in their age or at their age had such an honor, given to them. When Abdullah was growing, he was among the most honorable, most generous people. He would give a lot, and we see things that he would consider that he gave a little. One time he gave a person 60,000 silver dirham. And one time he gave another person 4,000 golden dinars. That's a lot of money. And it is narrated that one time a man brought some sugar to Al-Madinah to sell it, but people did not buy it from him, so it became unsaleable. They stayed there. So Ibn Ja'far, Abdullah, said to his manager, go and buy that sugar. and then give it to the people for free as a gift. Radiallahu anhu. He narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam 13 hadith. Another man, great man who died during the rulership of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan in the year 81 was Muhammad, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his mother was Al-Hanafiyya, called Khawla Al-Hanafiyya, from the tribe of Hanifa. She fell in the spoils, became a female slave. Then Ali ibn Abi Talib, approached her, and then she gave birth to this Muhammad that people usually call Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, Abu al-Qasim or Abu Abdullah. And he was born during the rulership, the caliphate of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And this Muhammad was among the honorable, the dignitaries of Quraysh. He was among the very brave, famous brave people, very strong. And he went to Muawiyah when he was a ruler, and also he went to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan when he was a ruler. Now, if you remember, there was a battle of the camel. Marwan ibn al-Hakam was in that camel, in that battle. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya fought Marwan, and he put him to the floor, to the ground, sat over him, and he was about to kill him. And Marwan ibn al-Hakam, he begged him. He said, please don't kill me, etc. He begged him until Muhammad felt sorry for him and did not kill him. Now, Abdul Malik is the son of Marwan, and he is the ruler now. So when Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya came to Abdul Malik, he reminded him that you were about to kill my father. So Muhammad said, Afwan ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I ask, your forgiveness, O commander of the believers. So Abdul Malik, he forgave him, and he gave him money even. Because Muhammad was very brave and was very honorable. People respected him. He was very scholarly, etc. So, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya came to al-Madinah. And as we said, he died in the year 81, in the month of al-Muharram. He died at the age of 65 and was buried in al-Baqi' in the cemetery of al-Madinah. He had many children. He had Abdullah, Hamza, Ali, Ja'far al-Akbar, al-Hasan, Ibrahim, al-Qasim, Abdul Rahman, Ja'far al-Asghar, Aun, Ruqayya. He had all these children from different mothers, radiallahu anhu. Now, some people who are not Sunni claim that Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya is still alive and they're waiting for him to show up. Ahlul Sunnah know that he died in the year 81. So may Allah have mercy on him and may Allah raise his rank. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. And Allah knows best. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم